or were too focused on the wrong threat, bombs instead of bullets. Good point, Bob?
Well, I think, Poppy, we should be worried about both. Asiri, the bomb maker for Al-Qaeda in Yemen, is very capable. He can take PETN, which is a high brisance explosive. He's been able to conceal it in a toner cartridge. Looks just like the ink. And, of course, there was the underwear bomber. The underwear bomber failed because he kept the explosive on his leg. And it's hydroscopic. It absorbed water and didn't go off. Now, if they had known what they were doing, they could have brought that airplane down. And what scares me is that Al-Qaeda is advancing in its technology, just as the Khorasan group is. And there's no reason why they can't both do a military-style assault in Paris and go after airplanes. It's extremely difficult to bring down an airplane, but if these guys are getting better, will they get to that point? I'd have to ask the experts.